could have this week missed or wanted to bring up this week. But I think we finally got to the main Nekudah.
What do we have over here? This is the Indian of that Megillah, the Sugya, which everyone speaks about, everyone knows about. So we'll take this thing apart, and this should clear more or less everything. The Nekudah HaKhidish, the Rebbe brings out this stuff. Okay, now, what do we have last week? We said last week, the Indian, when you say Ma'ase Echad, you can transfer the whole world. You can transform the whole world. There's two ways of looking at it. There's one way how the Rebbe says it in the name of the Zoya, the name of the Kuna Zoya, that what the Tzaddik effort will do is say this to the Mitzvah, he can be Mishan of the whole world. So what are you talking about? A person who has a certain quality of Tshuva Mitzvah. A Tzaddik has a certain quality of Tshuva Mitzvah, and he's going to change the whole world. So it's his personality, unique, because his unique koyach, like the Rebbe's Mazvin in the Maimeh, his koyach abligvo, which he brings out in himself, is that koyach again mishal of the world. That is what Alter Rebbe says in the name of the Kuna Zeh. The Rebbe says the same thing, but what does the Rebbe use? He uses most times the Rambam. The Rambam says Ma'is effort. When you're talking about Ma'is effort, you're not talking about a specific person with specific qualities. You're talking about any gid does a certain Ma'isa. The whole world, he can change the whole world. And then we brought the lesson of Purim Tov Shemem Zayin. What did the Rebbe say? Tov Shemem Zayin. The Rebbe says, you don't ain't on your day of Ma. Any gid can do a Ma'isa that can change the whole thing. So in other words, you have the Rebbe has been building the Babich, enormous thing, the ganze chassidus, in order to bring the Gula. And what did the Rebbe say? What is actually going to bring the Gula? What is going to be the one act which is going to make everything change? Who knows? Any Tana Dizmai could be a guy from Williamsburg, who knows what? He's going to do a mitzvah, and that is going to be. So here is two, from one hand, so you have two different ways of making this major transformation, changing the whole world. It can be one way how Alter Rebbe says it. You're talking about a tzaddik gomor, he's going to do. You're talking about a unique person who has a koich unique world. He's going to bring out in himself such koiches when he does the mitzvah, which is that will transform the world. But then the regular thing, what the Rebbe uses, especially from Tov Shemem Zayin and onwards, what was the Rebbe using? He was using the inyan of doing one ma'aseh. And the Rebbe says clearly, regardless of it's a ma'aseh. There's the two things. So we bring down what is the inyan of this ma'aseh. So here, so what did he say? He brought the sikh of the Rebbe says that what is the, when the Rebbe says, Rambam says Ma'isa, the Rebbe says, when the Rebbe when he repeats the Rambam, he says many times, Machshava Dibur Ma'isa. Any one Machshava, any Dibur, and okay. Then the sikh of the Rebbe says in Ta'at Ne'er, there's Tarid Mitzvahs, then you have another two to make 250, not Tarid Mitzvahs, the Rahmach Mitzvahs, then you have another two to make 250. What are the other two? Yirev Ava. Now, usually Yirev Ava is a quality for itself. Why? Because Yirev Ava shows that a person involved in that, what he's doing, right? There's a mitzvah, what I'm actually functionally doing, and then my involvement to that has a unique quality. Here, what the Rebbe says, where is Yirev Ava? It's just another two, right? So this is similar. That, in other words, my involvement in the mitzvah is just, and let's say, like another opportunity to bring the gula. This mitzvah is an opportunity, and my involvement is an opportunity. The way when you talk about a tzaddik gomor is going to bring with his mind, he's going to change the world with his tshuva. What is the unique quality which is going to change the world? Is his tshuva, his unique personality is going to bring his koyach, his attention, his total mitzvah, that is going to bring the tshuva, right? Here now the Rebbe is saying, it's a ma'aseh, anyone is a ma'aseh. So what is the value of my involvement? There's Ramach Mitzvah's essay, which you can do dry without being involved. Then you have your involvement, that's another, it's a valuable thing in your involvement. You are adding another thing, another expression of doing what Hashem said. In other words, what is your, do you follow me? Your involvement in the mitzvah, it is just another means of fulfilling what Hashem said. Usually, when you say Tzaddik Gomor is going to change the world, it's his involvement in the mitzvah, which is going to be unique above everybody else, and he's going to manage to change the world. Right. So it's his involvement. When you say, like the Ma'aseh, then that point, it's not your involvement. It's you're obeying Hashem. So your involvement is just another added value to obeying Hashem. Doing the mitzvah is another value. Your involvement and the mitzvah are on an equal level. They're both obeying Hashem. You understand? It's just, so you have to put in your involvement. But it's not your unique involvement is going to change, going to make the day. It's your obeying Hashem. If it's your obeying Hashem, it could be a mitzvah, it could be a mitzvah from a guy in Williamsburg, it could be a fried, who knows, stalker, some gay way, some, this is the, any, we don't know. Then, you have a host who does a mitzvah, it's all his inspiration. No? So he, besides his actual act, he also has another, he has two opportunities how to bring the gula. The fact is, obeying Hashem, putting himself, involving, that there's another opportunity to bring the gula. What is the come of it? It depends. Is the person, does the person's involvement have independent value for itself, or my involvement only another part of just obeying Hashem? If it's my involvement only just another part of obeying Hashem, so my act and my involvement are equal. It's obeying Hashem. If my involvement that creates everything, that empowers my act, my involvement, I put so much kavanah, that empowers, then of course, then it's two different things. My act and then my involvement behind the act has its own credit because I'm putting so much attention to it. So where does this, so the mahalach of the Rebbe always says, my sechot, dibur echot, machshav echot, with that there, so your involvement is all part of just being Hashem. Now why does this all come from? Where, we find it better in the Rebbe's Torah going all the way back.
So it's basically, instead of the kavana adding a qualitative,
force, power, whatever it is,
to the mitzvah, the kavana takes on its own chashivas as
obeying Hashem.
Yeah,
obeying Hashem.
It's also the same idea.
Yeah, the same about. Now, where did it all come from? Now we're going to see where this comes from. This comes from all things that Rebbe said many years back. We're going to see. So you have the first thing, number one. Yeah, here's the first. So number one. Now you'll learn Tanya. What is the same Tanya? Tanya says that you're quoting the whole time, which is, this is why I made this whole thing, right? Tanya says if you do the mitzvah without the kavanah, it's good for lein hashem, right? So you have to have the kavanah. So here's the Alter Rebbe. This is the Rebbe saying here. He brings down the Alter Rebbe from Tanya, but the base of what the Rebbe is saying is actually says in Ketubot Torah. The base of this is actually from Ketubot Torah. It's the Ma'ariv. What is that? Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that you have to have. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that the reason why the neshama came to this world is not for the neshama itself, but to fix the goof. So why do you have to have the kavana? If you're going to fix the goof without kavana, it's going to be a goof for the neshama, right? If you're going to fix the goof doing a mitzvah without the kavana, it's a goof for the neshama. So you're doing the mitzvah. You don't have the What beauty does a dry mitzvah have without the neshama? So that's okay. So Alter Rebbe says, yeah, but what is the main purpose of the yiridus neshama? To do the to be misakin the goof, to fix the goof. Then Alter Rebbe says, now, in the Kutta says, Alter Rebbe's master. So if so, why is the neshama, the involvement of the neshama, so important? Alter Rebbe said, the reason why the involvement of the neshama is so important, in order to neshama also to have some gain from this. Either someone will just do the dry mitzvah, you'll do the only dry mitzvah, who's doing it? I'm the one who's doing it. Okay, true. What am I doing? I have to fix the goof. The reason why the Abishah made the world, we should fix the goof and nefesh ba'amis. But who is doing it? Me. If I will not be involved with my neshama, so what participation will I have in this whole thing of fulfilling the Ratzon of Hashem? If I'm not going to do it, if I'm just going to do it as a dry act, without any kavanah, there won't be any person in participation in the benefit what I achieve. If I'll be involved with my chayis, then I will also be able to appreciate the benefit whatever I come from, I accomplish. So that's why you need the neshama. This is how the Rebbe says this is the Rebbe quoting from Tanya and from Ketubot Torah. The reason why you need involvement in the neshama, very simply, you don't really need the reason. I'm the one who's doing it. If I want to be involved, I have to put my intention in it. If I'm just going to do a dry act, then it's not going to affect me. So that's why I'm going to be doing it without, I'm not involved. I'm the one doing it. If I want to be part of it, I have to put in my attention, my kvana, my neshama, etc. Okay, fine. And here we have number two. Here the Rebbe asks, why, in this sikha, the Rebbe asks, why do you need to have the neshama? True, the Rebbe says, if I'll do the mitzvah without the neshama, without my kvana, it would be good for the neshama. But who cares? Hashem, the whole kvana is for dir b'tachteinim. So who cares if I won't have neshama? The whole kvana is dir b'tachteinim. So who cares if I won't? This is the Rebbe asks. I want to say something here. I want to realize what's going on here. You see this question that Rebbe is asking? The Rebbe is taking here a new kav, where the kav starts with a question. Why? Because the question has a very simple answer. But this question was never asked. Why? If I'm doing something, you have to hear what's going on here. If I'm doing something, will I question why I should not gain from it? Remember, if I do it without my chayas, I'll do it just mechanically, without any kavana, then I'm not going to be able to appreciate what is accomplished. My neshama is not involved, I'm not going to be able to appreciate. I'm not going to get the benefit. I'm not going to be involved in the whole accomplishment of the deed. I'm not going to be involved. So I have to have my neshama. Here's what Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is asking, so what? Maybe I can do the dira without having the benefit. What happens if I decide to do the dira without having the benefit? Now, this question is not really a question which is asked. Why? Because it's usually assumed, if I do something, I want to be involved. So why should they ask? I should do it. The Rebbe is saying, what is wrong in doing all the teremites? Do it the Kabbalah song. I want to do it the Kabbalah song. I don't want to be involved. And so I won't get the resulting involvement, the resulting reward. I won't get it. I'll do it by Kabbalah. So that is not a normal question to ask, because normally is you start, the first thing you start, I exist. Now I have to do it for the Abishah. But I'm not going to question why I should do it for myself. For sure I do it for myself. I start out by doing it for myself. Then I come to High Madrega, I have to do it for the Ebishter, go High Madrega is the Shema. But to remove myself, to question myself, that's not really what's asked. Why should I be involved? If I'm not involved, I'm going to be a good for the Neshama. To go for the Neshama, I'm not going to be getting the outcome. The outcome is not going to include me. It's because I did it mechanically. It's going to be done for the Ebishter, but I'm not going to be involved. So the Rebbe is asking the question, which this is, for this question here, This is a unique halach. What's in the halach? This is a kav of the Rebbe. There is, so I have here in the order 22, that there is many, I have many stigmas, similar things, where there is an assumed thing, things of Pesachal are assumed. What the Rebbe does is, nothing of Pesachal is assumed. My involvement? Not assumed. Maybe I just will do Ratzon Hashem without my involvement. Who says I have to have my involvement? There is nothing which is mechuyev al pisechel is assumed. In other words, we start with our vedic, we start, I'm a mitzvah, and now I come to realize I have to recognize Hashem. So where are we starting? We're starting with myself. So the same thing, I'm a mitzvah, I have to be involved. If I want to get the benefit, I have to be involved. Then we can learn, how madregas, I have to do it for Hashem without my involvement, right? Without Hashem, it's more. This is a higher majority, but my involvement, that I should be part of it, is not really something which I question. But all of these, the Rebbe's mahalach in every way is, anything which is mechuyev al pisechel is not assumed. And the way this is explained, bachlal, is not exactly, this is not the way it's done. The way it is, the assumption, this we're going to see soon, on this thing, how it goes, that my involvement, that is assumed. That's it. You have to tell us. You have to do it not only for yourself, you have to do it for the Ebishter. But you don't, to question why I have to be involved, that's not a question. What the question of, I should do it maybe not for the Tzchah, that's not a question. My part, my share is assumed. Then I'm told, I should be doing it also for a higher purpose, for Hashem. But my, I should question, why should I do it for myself? That is not a question. So anything which is assumed of his seichel, the Rebbe, this is a mahalach, more or less everywhere, Rebbe, there's no such thing assumed of his seichel. It has to first come, Torah says, and Torah gives legitimacy to my seichel. So therefore, my involvement, the way the way it's written in Tanya, how to say in Tanya, if I'll do it without kavana, it'll be a good for the neshama, and then I won't be in the picture. It's going to be without me. My neshama is not going to be there, right? It's just going to be my. I'm just this. So Hashem, whatever Hashem wants to be done is going to be done, but I'm not going to be involved. So that's why I have to have my kavana. Tanya does not question. So what happens if I won't be involved? I mean, every year I want to have a shayla. Then of course, shows that question my involvement is not asked. The Rebbe, did you follow?
What does it mean, my involvement? Involvement as
let's take
alternative
time.
Alternative motive. From this mitzvah, I have something. It's in my maybe in my unconsciousness.
My consciousness. Let's be conscious. Consciousness. That's good.
No. I know that I give in tzedakah. I help somebody. I help to put feeling, and I know that I get some scores.
I get scores. Let's say Tanya said you have to have good. If you do without year and hour, if you do without feeling, without year and hour, without deep attachment to the mitzvah, then your mitzvah is a dry mitzvah, and it's a good pelein hashom. Doesn't ask in Tanya. So the Tanya doesn't ask in Tanya. If so, what's going to happen if we do the good pelein hashom? It doesn't ask that in Tanya. What do you mean? I want to have the attachment to Hashem to be able to. Yeah. So if I'll do it without my neshama will not be attached. I will not be involved in the process. I'll just doing. So what else? If I just do the mitzvah, I'll just be fulfilling Hashem's will. But my attachment to Hashem won't be fully realized because I was not involved in it.
Wait, what's the original question of Tanya?
The Tanya assumes like this. The Tanya says there's two things. This is the whole discussion of Tanya. It goes like this. The start of Perek Lamed Vav, I think. The Kvon is Dirbet Aftenim. The Kvon is Dirbet Aftenim. Okay, so what have we done? What is accomplished over here? Dirbet Aftenim is why? To fulfill Hashem's will. So Tanya asks, so why do I have to have my involvement? Why do I have to do the Ava? If the whole thing to do Dirbet Aftenim, to be Mesak in the Guf and the Nefesh Bamis, if the whole thing is just to be Mesak, Guf and Nefesh Bamis, why do I have to have my Yirin Ava? My Yirin Ava is my Neshama. Why do you need my Neshama? If I'm going to do it without my Yirin Ava, it's going to be a dry act without the Neshama. It's going to go for the Neshama.
Yeah, but maybe the Neshama has also an essential quality in Dirbet Aftenim.
That's not what it says in Tanya. This is what the Rebbe is going to come. This will come to the Rebbe, which we sort of know. The way it's not written in Tanya, no. It's not written in Tanya, no. The way it's written in Tanya is like this, very clearly. It's very clear. I have quote the quotes here from Tanya below in the Oris. And it's very clear that the Dirbet Aftenim is done by fulfilling us, doing the mitzvahs ma'aseh. What is Yireh V'Ahavah? Yireh V'Ahavah is, because I want to get attached to Hashem. I don't only want to make a dirah for Hashem. I want also to have a shaitas to Hashem. How do I get a shaitas? If I do the mitzvah with the inspiration, with the Yireh V'Ahavah.
Yireh is not, like, in Tanya, it assumes that's not part of it, it's outside.
This question here, why do you need my involvement? This is the Rebbe's Mahalach. This is the Rebbe's Mahalach, which the Rebbe goes everywhere. There's no such a thing that anything which al piseichel is assumed. No. Al piseichel is assumed. If I want to have a shayach to Likus, so I have to do the mitzvah with deeper involvement. Yeah? Everybody wants to make a dirbet aftenim. I want to have a shayach. I have to do it with the Yerubam. To question, who says I have to have a shayach? Just do what everybody wants. That's not asked because I'm the person doing it. I want to be involved in it. It's not, you know, yeah.
What about, I want to be involved, and I want to have Irene Ava, but I am a person in a goof, and I have alternative motives.
What do you mean alternative motives?
I know that I get benefits from this. This is my alternative motives. I know that.
So the alternative Alter Rebbe's tongue is very goes with that alternative motive. Alter Rebbe goes with it. There's two things. That Alter Rebbe, the way Tanya is written, it's not only Tanya. This is the way it's written in Chassidus Bechlal. This is the Bechlal. There's two things here. Number one is, I think, this is, okay, but you have, there's two things. Number one is, Yidib Tafsayim, do what Hashem wants. That's one. Now, there's an alternative motive we just now said. I'm doing it, I want to also, if I want to be involved in the process, I should have a Shaykh to Likus. If I want to just do the mitzvah, the Likus will count on my Gashmis, and me, my Seichel, my mitzvahs, I'm not going to be able to relate. So I want to relate. So, I have to have Yerevah. I have to do all this. I should relate to Likus. I should be attached to Likus. I don't want to just bring a Likus, fulfill Hashem. So that's how it's written. That's how Tanya is written. Hashem gave Tehila Mitzvah to Misakim Guf and Nefesh Abamas. That's the bit of Tehila. So Rebbe asks, why have Yerevah? Because if you don't have Yerevah, it's going to be a group believing Hashem. So what is going to be a group believing Hashem? But Alter Rebbe doesn't ask that because it's poshut. I want to be attached to Hashem. If I'm going to do it without the Hashem, I'm not going to be attached. So that's poshut. Alter Rebbe says you need to. Okay, yeah.
So Alter Rebbe says also that without Yiran Avos, it's parchaleila.
So what? Let's say it's not going to be parchaleila. Who cares? Parchaleila is not dira betachteinim. Remember. So you have it here very clear. You have it here very clear. Parchaleila is in order that my mitzvah should have a ruchnis aspect. My neshama should be able to relate to the mitzvah. But that's not dirbet achteinim. Dirbet achteinim is, that's all for me. The parchaleila, everything, is all for me. Listen, there's different ways of the, you may find, that's how it is in general. The way it's in general, but you have it very clear. You don't have my words, you have the Rebbe's words here, the first quote. The Alter Rebbe said there's two things. Number one, you have to make the dira for the Misakim Guf and Nefesh Bamas. Why do I have to be involved? So here's the Rebbe's quote. You bring it from the Rukh Torah. Why do I bring it out? It's for my reward. That's why I have to be involved. For my reward, I have to be involved. That's it. So it's very the first quote here from Chayit as well. Very good.
And why does the mitzvah have to be parchaleila?
Why does the mitzvah have to be parchaleila? It's all for the ruchnis tikkun. Yes, this is not the dirbet achteinim. Love, that it has to be parchaleila. No, this is not the way to think. It's not going to be parchaleila. No, lechayim nisht.
Okay.
It's very clear. You look at Alter Rebbe says he in there's a quote here. The quote here from Perek Mem. Yiriv Av is Gadfin.
Yeah.
So God the Rebbe Klar, Gadfin is not the goof. It's the goof, even though it's a mitzvah. It's because it's Myla, the mitzvah, but it's not the goof. The goof did it after him. Okay. That's more or less it. Fine. Now the Rebbe, this is the Rebbe asks. The Rebbe asks, why do I have to have my Neshama involved? I'm going to do the mitzvah. Well, Hashem wants me to do it. That's it. Rebbe says two answers. One answer is a very positive answer. If I'm going to do it, and let's go over to page number 14, yeah? If I do it without my involvement, I'm not going to be keeping mitzvahs properly. I'm going to do everything with Kabbalah soil. Most people can't go through the day just with Kabbalah soil itself. You're just going to go Kabbalah soil, you're eventually going to start giving up on mitzvahs. So that's a practical answer, okay? So remember, right? This is what Rebbe says. You have this many sikhs. Rebbe Chazab, this hidden mitzvah, the Yiriv Av is for the hidden mitzvah. That's it. The way it is, Yiriv Av, okay. The Lord in the Chazab of Chazab, Yiriv Av is, you should meet to be with the highest. Should be with the highest and with the primius. Don't question, why do you have to be with the primius? Of course you have to be with the primius. I want to be part of it. Here the Rebbe says, the first answer is number one, that in order I should do the mitzvah properly, I'm going to have some Yiriv Av. If you don't have Yiriv Av, you're not going to do the mitzvah properly. Okay, so that's one. Then there's another teretz. Another teretz is, because the rotzen of the Eibishte is that you should have Yiriv Av. This is the point we're coming to. The rotzen of the Eibishte is you should do the mitzvah, and you should do it with the chayis. Just like the Eibishte, Dirbet Achtonim includes two things. Till now we said Dirbet Achtonim is what? Being the sack in the good for Nefesh Abamis. That is Mitzvah Smais, the Mitzvah Smais. And Yiriv Av is for the Neshama. Now, here the Rebbe is saying the Rotzen is that you should do it with a pnimius. That's it. So why it's doing having Yerub Ava is for Dirba Tachtein, for the Rotzen of the Eibishter. Huh? Now, one time. Before we go, you get this, you see the Yerub Ava now has switched from my Yerub Ava has switched from the Terech me, it's now switched to part of the Rotten Vapes. Now, let's just take it further. Here you have the same. This is in Sich Chele Gimel. Now you have in Topshim Mem Zayin, this is just brought out very clearly. Dira Betachtene means that not only that Dira should be here, it should be coming, which really is like Reb David always tries to say, it should be coming through our creative activity, right? In order for us to have the creative activity of making Dira Betachtene, we have to be involved with Yerub Ava. If we're not going to be emotionally involved, we're only going to do it Kabbalah Soil, because what Hashem says, we're not going to be using our creativity. It's not going to be mitzad us. In order for Dira Betachtene to be mitzad the Betachtene, it has to be done with involvement, internal involvement. What does that mean, to have Yerub Ava? So this is an akuda. The Dira Betachtene now includes two things. My internal involvement is also part of the Dira. Dira Betachtene means it's not only functionally should be done here, and akuda should be here, we here should be the ones who are initiating the akuda. How do we initiate? Because when we have our inner involvement in it, that's why we initiate it. So Dira Betachtene includes now Yerub Ava, it's all one thing. Different things include Yerub Ava and Asiya, both of it. Why? How does it come from our creative initiative? It comes through the union of inner involvement. This is Yerub Ava. Fine? Yeah? Are you with it?
I'm still struggling with.
With what?
So to say, alternative motive.
What is alternative?
The person knows that he's doing mitzvah and he gets reward and he cannot get rid from this idea.
That is not... No, first of all, who says reward? One second. So now, we have ready from the Rebbe. The Rebbe says reward is not alternative motive. Remember, but first we have to go to this thing to understand that our involvement is all part of Hashem's plan of Dira Betachtene. So it's not a side fact. A side fact that just two... So we should be able to be benefit from what we're doing. That's the way it says in the Seder. That now our involvement is part of the union of Dira Betachtene. Now, this Chad, what you're talking about, alternative motives, that is also part of Dira Betachtene. Why? That is, but this is not, we have this, I think we already had this. The Chad is part of the Dira Betachtene, is part of the involvement, is knowing that I'm going to get Shaykh Telekus. And knowing I'm going to have a kus, tefer gashmis, which means in reward. There's two ways of attachment to the kus. Number one is through the kus, Yerub Ava. Then the other attachment is posha, so you should have schar, which this is, this schar is coming from Hashem. This is a way of connecting to Hashem through the mitzvah, posha begashmis. So it's not alternative motive, it's come part of also Dira Betachtene.
But it's not contradict what Alter Rebbe says that we don't have to have any alternative motive.
No, it's not contradiction at all. It's not the word contradiction of the go here. The Rebbe is reaching out to something which is not, wasn't addressed, which is the reasons why. We'll get to it further. It wasn't addressed because you don't have to question why should I be involved, because let's assume. The Rebbe is coming to the union of total bittul, so there's nothing assumed. So everything has to be, it's not, whatever is assumed is only assumed because it's not the condition. I don't know. It's not. Rebbe is going further where, which is never, things which wasn't addressed because it didn't have to be addressed. Let's leave it for now.
But the Alter Rebbe, there was no concept of like Torah Lishma.
There is Teir Lishma. Even when you have your involvement of the Neshama, so let's say the Tzadik Gomor, we're going to have it soon, the Tzadik Gomor, who has of Daf Mishmo. First of all, there's a certain part of the Tzadik of Daf Mishmo. So he understands that the highest attachment to that, of course, is that I should be insignificant. But again, it's his involvement. I should come to have realized that I'm insignificant. It's the one second. Or let me say it simpler. When you're involved in Torah Mitzvah, there's two things that are involved. I'm involved with my reward, but then at the same time I realize that the main kavana is not my reward. The main kavana is Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's also certain mitzvahs, certain level of mitzvahs, where I'm completely committed to Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for my involvement. But it's... You get it or no, I don't get it?
One more time.
The is lishma, but lishma is all because I come to realize it's better. I don't have any value. It's all my realization. I come to realize the emesis that I should be totally nullified, bottled to Hashem. But it's all that I want to have this. I want to cleave to Hashem with this recognition that I'm nothing. It's all. It's still me behind it. I should do the mitzvah. And with do the mitzvah and value, and the mitzvah just has to have its value for itself without me realizing that this mitzvah brings me closer to Hashem in some way. Either I should become bottle or that I should benefit from Hashem. Either way, that is not.
It's all in the dovka for you. It's all. It seems like what you're saying is all within that kavana still. Like how you get higher that kavana, but it still be in this.
It's all in the kavana. Okay, fine. Here the Rebbe is bringing out, the Rebbe's Yom Nekuda, me, I'm not significant. If I will be bottled to Hashem, I won't be bottled to Hashem, makes no difference. There's one thing, Hashem's rotten. My bittle is also not important. Just Hashem's rotten. How now? Part of Hashem's rotten is I should be involved. The fact, my bittle is not important. My bittle is the reason why I have my bittle is not because I should come to realize the truth that I'm bottle. No, it's because Hashem just to do Hashem's mitzvah. My realization of the truth that I'm really bottle is not the purpose of the mitzvah. The reason why I should come to realize I'm bottle is because that's part of Ratzon Hashem. Just like doing the mitzvah, just like the guy, the simple he does the mitzvah, Ratzon Hashem, my realization that I'm totally bottle has no value, it's just to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. There is no value at all, just Ratzon Hashem. There's no Madregas, there's no Tzadik Gomor, it's all just Ratzon Hashem.
Okay.
Same, fine. Now, let's go to the... Okay, now let's go here to number four. What this is going to boil down to is going to come back. All the Maisa. It's everything's a Maisa. This is where this is leading to. Do you see what this is leading to? That's where it's leading. Exactly. That's what it is. So now, here you have it we're talking about here. Mrs. Sichlius, right? So, the Rebbe brings up from Physical Rebbe that even Mrs. Sichlius, you have to do with Kabbalah, sir. Okay? Even Mrs. Mishpatim, like Slay Sigzel, and Mrs. Sichlis, you know, you shouldn't do the mitzvah only. Because of the Seichel, you should do because Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah. This is okay. Chukim, why do you do Chukim? Chukim, you do because Hashem wants you to do the mitzvah. Mishpatim, which is Mrs. Sichlis, why do you do it? You may want to do it because it's a Mrs. Sichlis. Physical Rebbe tells you, you should know. You have to keep mitzvah the same way you keep chukim. You have to do it because of Shirat and Hashem. Now listen what the Rebbe does to this. Now this is a very simple thing that the Fiddik Rebbe says. L'chayre, yeah? So I want to show you how the Rebbe does it. Now the Rebbe does this in many places. Let's go over it again. We're talking about mitzvahs, like, not to steal. You shouldn't steal, right? So now, this Torah has chukim, which you do, because Hashem wants you to do. Then there's mitzvah, like, leisigzel, not to steal. It makes full sense you shouldn't steal, right? So this is Mishpatim. We have Chukim, which is a part of Adum, and then you have Mitzvah Sichlis, like, which is mishpat. Says the Friedrich Rebbe that even mitzvah sichlis, you should know the real reason why you should keep a mitzvah sichlis, not because of the seichel, because Hashem wants you to keep it. Just like you do chukim, because Hashem wants you to keep it, mitzvah sichlis you should also do why, because Hashem wants you to keep it. Okay, this is what the Friedrich Rebbe says in many Marim. Now here's the Rebbe taking, explaining what the Friedrich Rebbe said. The Rebbe says this, what the Friedrich Rebbe writes in many Marim, that mitzvah sichlis, you have to do like a chok, doesn't come to tell you you should do it only like a chok. It says, not only you should be using your seichel, but you should also do it as a chok. He's not saying you don't should do a mitzvah sichlis without any seichel, and just do it because Hashem said, no, you have to do it with a seichel. And, but you should do it not only with a seichel, you should also do it because Hashem wants. And why do you have to do it with a seichel? Because if you're going to do a mitzvah sichlis just because Hashem wants, then you're going to lose your human value. You have nothing, you're doing everything without any logic. You're not going to be a human being, you're going to be a robot doing what Hashem says. You're not going to realize that this has a certain value, and the purpose is a human being should connect to Hashem not only through bittul, but also through his human character. So therefore, you have to mitzvah sichlis, you have to do it like the Friedrich Rebbe says. At the same time, you have to be aware of the value. Like signal is a terrible thing, you shouldn't steal. You have to be aware, you have to be sensitive to the value of mitzvah sichlis. To make it add to it, the Rebbe in this sikha, going over to the next page, 15, actually brings rayas that there's a chiyuv al pitera, brings rayas from the Rambam, other places brings out different rayas on page 15 on the top, the first two lines. Brings rayas from the Rambam that mitzvah sichlis you have to do because of the mitzvah, that the act itself is good or bad, not just because Hashem said. You have to value, appreciate what you're doing. When you do a chok, you have to do what Hashem says. When you're doing, let's say, a mitzvah sichlis, helping someone, you have to be able to appreciate the value of what you're doing. Imagine you're doing chesed to a person without appreciating what you're doing. Your chesed is not going to have any meaning. So you have to have a value in what you're doing, right? Now, this vault that mitzvah sichlis apich tere has a chiyuv to do it with seichel, the Rebbe says, it's poshut in the when the Friedrich Rebbe says a mitzvah sichlis, you have to do a chok, it's poshut, they not excluding, you have to use your seichel also, right? This is what we just said. The Friedrich Rebbe is not excluding using seichel. Did the Friedrich Rebbe himself say that? He didn't say that. He said you have to do the chok. The Rebbe said it's poshut. Then you have to use, you also have to use your seichel. And the Rebbe brings a raya from the Rambam. Why didn't Friedrich Rebbe go into this point? Why? Because the Rebbe says it's poshut. So why did the Rebbe have to go into it? Because again, it's the same one mahalach. Now this mahalach keeps on going. Because the Friedrich Rebbe, using your seichel in a mitzvah, you don't have to be told. Not to steal. It's a seichel ticket thing. The Friedrich Rebbe doesn't have to tell you that. So the chiddush he has to tell you is, you have to do it with the Kabbalah soul, the Siddur Nefesh. Comes the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says there's nothing assumed. Kabbalah soul, maybe you should do it during the Kabbalah soul. Oh, I tell you, Torah tells you you have to use a seichel. But the Rebbe, there is no assumption that I exist, that I'm a human being. It's Torah which tells me I'm a human being. Torah tells me I'm seichel. I have seichel. And Torah says I have to use the seichel. That's why when I do a mitzvah sichlis, I have to appreciate the mitzvah. Why? Because the Torah is telling me. So of course the Friedrich Rebbe said it. You ask, this is not, whatever the Rebbe is saying is not, you ask, arguing. It's not arguing. It's all in what the Rebbe said. But once upon a time, didn't have to make an issue. Why? Because it was a poshut thing. The Rebbe is making an issue because the Rebbe is trying to bring out that now what is poshut is also only because now what I exist, and what I appreciate, what I poshut, I have to know that is also only because of the Eibishter. So now, if you have now, go in line 5-6, yeah? In line 5-6, here the Rebbe says, here's a word, in line 5-6. In page 15, line 5-6, the Rebbe says, we're going to have to go out in a minute, The Rebbe says, when I do a mitzvah, a mitzvah sichlis, I have to feel in my seichel, I have to feel the reason why I appreciate the mitzvah. I have an awareness in my seichel. The reason why I appreciate the mitzvah is because Hashem wants me to appreciate. There is no such a thing as seichel for itself. The reason why I appreciate the mitzvah is because Hashem wants me to appreciate. So what are we talking about? Leisigza. Why am I not stealing? Of course you're not allowed to steal. No. I have to realize that the reason why, of course, I'm not allowed to steal, because Hashem wants it to be, of course I shouldn't steal. My seichel has to be aware that why is my seichel... Now, what the Rebbe is taking away the value of independent koyach seichel, independent koyach midas, it's all one thing of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. There's no... You got the... You argue with it? Yeah? Huh?
I think so.
Okay, now this lesson, this lesson here that you, in the circle, you have to feel that the reason why your circle understands is because the Ratzon Hashem wants you to understand. There's similar things from the Rabbein, but this lesson is not there. The different things which have in the footnotes, the different things which is the circle that brings down things. The Rebbe has the circle itself. Okay. Now, let's go here. Let's go to last page. Go now to page 16. Here we're talking about page 16, the first line. What is it called? Page 16. You know, if you have 16, you have to, yeah. This is what you brought about to Deacon, yeah? Here, page 16. So here's talking about. The Alter Rebbe says, Tzaddikim also have to have a skafia. Wouldn't Tzaddikim have to have a skafia? Tzaddik wants to do everything Hashem wants. Says, what does it mean he has to have a skafia? The Alter Rebbe says, how does a Tzaddik keep a chok? A chok. A chok is a skafia. Called the seichel. That's where a Tzaddik has a skafia. You're not going to do negative rotten Hashem. He always does rotten Hashem. But a chok, he does with fear. So what did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe says, this kefir itself has to be with tainuk. So let me go. They're going to have a mic. I'm going to go outside. Let's go. I'm going to finish outside. In Indian, I would like to say it there, so the word should be universal. Anyway, here now, Rebbe says, a tzaddik, who is kafya, has to be the kafya itself at the time. So what are you talking about there? And I'll be up in there. What are you talking about? You're talking about a chok. What is the Indian of a chok? A chok is Kabbalah soil, yeah?
Yeah.
So the Rebbe says Kabbalah soil also has to be with tainos. Just like the Rebbe said, when you have a mitzvah tichlis, you have to feel in your seichel. So the reason why my seichel understands, I can awareness in my seichel. Which this is really words only the Rebbe says, but I have to have awareness in my seichel. The reason why my seichel understands is only because the seichel doesn't understand. So the same thing when it comes to even a choik is something that you can't understand. So the Rebbe says, when I do the Alter Rebbe says a tzaddik does a chok, it's a skafia. The Rebbe says this is skafia has time. He has his time is doing his skafia. And the Rebbe in the tzitzel there, but in many places, it's not only about tzaddik. The Rebbe says we're all Yidden. When we have mitzvahs nefesh, or when we do his skafia, we have kabbalah soil. This kabbalah soil has to be with the time. Why? Because our whole seichel is created. Our seichel has an awareness that why do I understand? It's only because Hashem wants me to understand. If my seichel can be aware, the only reason why I understand is because Hashem wants me to understand. So something I don't understand, okay, I don't understand it, but I can also be, if Hashem wants to do it, so I'll have time, I'll have kishmak, I don't have seichel. If my mitzvah is not a contradiction to being bottled to Hashem, my mitzvah, something I logically understand, I fully aware the reason why I stand is because of Eberstein. So my mitzvah, my logic, is not a spirit to my bittle. Since my logic is not a spirit to my bittle, when there's something I don't understand, okay, I don't understand, but my geschmack, my mitzvah, that is not lost. I have a geschmack without understanding. That is what Hashem wants me to do. There's no such thing as just Kabbalah soil, pure Kabbalah soil. Kabbalah soil is also a geschmack. The Friedrich Rebbe says, I didn't the Teva has a Kabbalah soil. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe said. They said Kabbalah soil. Here the Rebbe is saying, my Kabbalah soil is a geschmack.
What Friedrich Rebbe says?
That every Yid the Teva is a Kabbalah soil.
Okay.
That is a bitter, bitter word. Right? That's a geschmack of word. The Rebbe added point to this, that this Kabbalah soil is not only bitter. I have a geschmack in the bitter. There's no such a thing as my Messias. In other words, there's no such a thing as assumed Messias myself, and then I am bottled to Hashem. Two dimensions. My assumed Messias, who I understand, I appreciate. And then there's my bittle to Hashem, which I'm subjecting myself to Hashem. It's two different things. By the other, it is no different thing. So my assumed Messias, I only reason why I assume myself because Hashem wants me to assume myself. I'm aware the reason why I assume myself is because that's what Hashem wants. And also, when I don't assume myself, where I'm being mevatel myself to Hashem, I'm also there. Just like I'm also there. I appreciate being mevatel to Hashem. So it goes on two ends. It plays on two ends, right? Okay. So now let's go. Once we have this, therefore you have named 250 things. Why? You have 248 mitzvahs. And what is my Yireh Ve'Ahava? Another two elements. My mitzvahs, my geschmack, is another two elements. And my two elements are everywhere. Where I do one. Everything is my two, is just the Ratzon of Hashem. It's all, and I, with my assumed mitzvahs, my personal involvement, is all one thing. Whatever Hashem wants, that is where I am. Huh? And that's why it's 250. Why? The 248 things have to do what Hashem wants me. And another two is my involvement, my assumed mitzvah. That is another two. 248 mitzvahs.
Okay.
Then there's another two, which is my inspiration.
Okay.
My inspiration is another two things what Hashem wants. That's it. So what am I? I'm what Hashem wants. That's it. That's now I have 250. So that's why the Rebbe says, what's going to be the good of my tzechos? What is my tzechos? This my tzechos could be machshava, could be yirva ava, could be a mitzvah. It's all equal. The Rebbe says, koyach of the belief for the tzaddik will create the good. Okay? The Rebbe is going one step further. The my tzechos regardless. Okay?
For the same time will be also involved.
Therefore, once it's my effort, this is going to come to the next thing. Well, but we don't have it. We'll have to listen for next week. Once I realize that, remember, this Hashem wants my effort, so I can appreciate the my effort, so therefore my kind of is going to be involved. As long as you have two things, my mitzvahs, and then what Hashem wants, the two things, and where there's some places where I am, some places have to be both for Hashem, okay? So certain things I may not have a time. If my involvement is all created because Hashem wants, so whatever Hashem wants, I have my time, which is going to come too soon. I can start up with it, but this is here. Let me see if I can go very short. Okay, I don't know. I have to find the words that I put it here. Here, the main good I'm trying to get to is the bottom line here, which is Bishvil Atayr Bishvil Yisrael. Once, and I'm going to cut it short, I don't know if I'm going to do it well. Once if we come to realize this is Ratzon Hashem, everything's Ratzon Hashem, then Zman Hazeh, Zman Gur is no different. I'm doing the mitzvah now. If there's a value beside the actual mitzvah, the result of the mitzvah, the accomplishment of the mitzvah, how much I'm going to see for the mitzvah, how much I'm going to appreciate for the mitzvah, Now Managula is no mistake. I'm now do mitzvah I suffer. Managula, I'm going to see the reward. Once it's the might which is everything, and my appreciation is only what Hashem wants. I can be in dollars, I'm sitting in dollars, I can be in who knows where. This is what Hashem wants you to do. It's just the same as the gula. Remember, the whole appreciation which I'm going to have with this man of gula is only because Hashem wants. But Hashem wants me to do this now. So there's no difference there of dollars and gula.
No, but in future time it will be, so to say, emotional war and
war. On this level, in future time. Now I can only do one mitzvah. Then I'm going to do millions of mitzvahs. I'm going to have so much money. I'm going to do so great. I'm going to do millions of mitzvahs. It's not here then. Remember, the difference now, remember this thing that everything just dropped on Hashem. So therefore, I'm going to be, yes, in future times, I'm going to appreciate what I'm doing. I'm going to be so excited. So what is my excitement? Another mitzvah. I'm going to be excited. Remember, so there's going to be millions of mitzvahs. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be thriving. I'm going to be running around involved with Hashem's rotten. I'm going to be doing completely, fully. I'm going to be doing much more mitzvahs. It's all just a difference in quantity. There's no qualitative difference. Once we come to this point, that it's an act, the whole difference is now a bullet, is a quantity difference, not a qualitative difference. And if so, if it's just a quantity, just stop doing it, you're a crazy bullet. Okay? There's no, once it comes to this, there's no, I took a shortcut to this. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, so what's like the whole thing, like the Rambam saying, Gula, the Yehudim, Dvar Asumim, Yehudim, Abiram?
The Dvar Asumim is Gila Asidus. And the whole Gila Asidus, the Rambam, the Rebbe come and told us, Gila Asidus, this is what I tried to bring out here. You have Gila Asidus oil, it is soft, moist. The Rebbe in the mind, Morim goes all the way above that all is something called Bishvil Atera Bishvil Yisrael. That's the Rebbe's Morim. What does that mean? Doing that mitzvah, that's a Baralism. And okay, if that's what it is, so you have it right now. Once upon a time, you have it right now. That's the point that I was bringing out. It's never right now. Once upon a time, you couldn't say Bishvil Atera Bishvil Yisrael because it's very hard to appreciate it. If you're going to say Bishvil Atera, you could say it. But I'm not going to see how it works if you were sitting in the ghetto. Nowadays, if you realize, if you come to realize you should have taken Israel, it's just me doing it, what is going to happen? You're going to start doing it. When you start doing it, it will happen. Right. Okay, that's it. So that's more. They said, this is it. I have this thing about Shilotay Bishon Israel on page 17. Maybe I should go through next because this is a very something in the early sitters, we then pushed it out very clearly, and then you have here the sitter from which is I'm going to show how it works. Which basically all this does, the Rebbe, which the Rebbe is doing, and this is the Rebbe does the whole. He's always going up, always going up the Moir Etzem above everything. This Etzem the Rebbe is talking about is here now, just in this manner, and this is where the Rebbe is going to the whole time. And this is the best example would be Shilotayim Shilotayim Yisrael. Shilotayim Yisrael means that, the Rebbe's word is Shilotayim Yisrael. The everything is only for Tayyim Yisrael. All these Gilui, which Siddha said, is all for Tayyim Yisrael. Who's Tayyim Yisrael? This mitzvah that I'm doing. It's all before that. That is in Athens. The Rebbe's wording here, Tayyim mitzvah is not a medium for something else. Tayyim is not a medium for something else. It's their own, they have their own purpose. If they have their own purpose, so you're doing this right now, you've done the whole purpose. You have the whole gula here. The only difference now to the gula is, and now I'm doing one, when the gula comes, I'm going to do 500. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's believe this. Here you go.
I have to listen.
The wording of the Rebbe, which I didn't say, which is the wording of the Rebbe is, which is the Rebbe, these like the Rebbe, these are the Rebbe's words, which is Shilotei Yisrael is explaining. The Rebbe's wording is, which he keeps on thriving. Remember, the Rebbe's early sitters have the whole time. Tere and Yidden are not a medium for something else. That's like the ape is not a medium for that something else. This is the Rebbe's word. The apes are not a medium. Torah is not a medium for something else. The purpose is in themselves. If the purpose is in themselves, so I'm here now. I'm doing the mitzvah now. So that is it. The goal is, I'll be able to do it more. More. Now I'm doing it in a limited sense. Once upon a time, it couldn't be discussed because you couldn't tell a person to appreciate the way I am now because he was sitting there in a ghetto, he couldn't do anything. Now that I'm telling you, if you realize that you, the way you are now, that's the purpose, you'll appreciate what you're doing, and that you will be making the goal. Say now. Is that
you
remember
to ask your question?
I'm